Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com. Talk about some of the practical challenges that China's church is facing.
Yeah, well, the premise really comes from the idea that I think a lot of times when we look at the church in China, often the first thing we see is, oh, it's persecuted. And so we assume that the biggest challenge that the church faces is the government. Persecution is a reality, and the government does limit what the church can do often. But yet, I think when we get below that, we realize that there are issues the church is facing today that even if religious policy were to change tomorrow, some of those issues would still be there. And one of the biggest ones that pastors cite today is materialism. As China has prospered, there's no longer the cost associated with being a Christian that there was maybe 20, 30 years ago. It's easier to be a believer. It's easier to come to church. But yet they find that the believers often are pulled away by the desire to make more money. And certainly the society pushes them in that direction. And so pastors find that they're really not prepared to deal with this onslaught of materialism that the church is facing.
Are you finding that Chinese Christians are able to maybe winsomely live out their faith and have a positive influence on the culture in general?
I think that's very true in China. The Christians do good. The Christians have an ethic that the rest of the nation looks at and says we don't really understand it, but we appreciate it. The Christians often have family life that other people would envy. And so I think the Christians in many ways are a witness very winsomely to their neighbors. And the government, by and large, I believe, acknowledges, at least tacitly, that the believers are making a good impact on the society.
The subtitle of your new book is A Light That Cannot Be Hidden. I mean, there probably have been attempts to hide that light, right? But it's not really possible anymore, is it?
You know, and I think the government has come into grips with that. The church, for many decades, was hidden. You literally had to go find it if you wanted to find the believers. I remember my first trip to Beijing over 30 years ago. Went to find a church on Sunday, literally could not find the church. A few years ago, my wife and I were walking down the street in Beijing, and some young people came up to us and said, "Jesus loves you," in Chinese, and thrust tracts into our hands. The church was coming to find us. And I think that's just kind of an illustration of how the church now is much more visible in the society. And the government is distrustful of any social group that it cannot control, and that would include the church. At the same time, I think they realize that the church has become so widespread, particularly in the cities now, that to try to shut it down would just be futile.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.